This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer, in for Meghna Chakrabarty. The legal team for Whitey Bulger won a major pretrial victory today. A federal appeals court has ordered Judge Richard Stearns off the case.
Lawyers for Bulger had argued that because Stearns was a prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's Office in the 1980s, back when Bulger was an FBI informant, he might not be able to preside fairly over the trial. Today, the First Circuit Court of Appeals agreed, saying a reasonable person would question the capacity for impartiality of any judge with Stearns' particular background. Joining us now is WBUR senior reporter David Boeri. He's been on top of this story from the start. Thanks for coming in, David.
You're welcome, Anthony.
So it sounds like a pretty clear-cut victory for Whitey Bulger's defense. Tell us more about this decision.
An absolutely clear victory, and not only for Whitey Bulger. Remember that the federal statute says that a judge shall disqualify himself in any proceeding in which his impartiality might be reasonably questioned. And Bulger had said, look, you were the head of the criminal division and the head of the General Crimes Commission in the 1980s while I was running about, to Bulger's claim, with immunity and with protection from the federal government. You cannot be impartial. To that, Stearns not once but twice responded with some amount of vitriol, taking it emotionally, saying absolutely could be impartial. Today, the ruling by the Court of Appeals says, in sum, despite our respect for Judge Stearns and our belief in his sincerity, we are nonetheless bound to conclude that it is clear that a reasonable person might question the judge's ability to preserve impartiality through the course of this prosecution.
Mm-hmm. Now, David, you've been talking with us a lot over recent weeks about the potential significance of this case for a whole lot of reasons. The decision was written by a fairly high-profile judge, which I'd like you to talk about. And the reason why he ruled the way he did goes beyond the Whitey Bulger case, doesn't it?
That's right. The opinion for the unanimous majority is written by none other than David Souter, the former Supreme Court justice who still comes down to sit on the Court of Appeals. He is, and it's important here, not only a brilliant jurist, but he's also an outsider. And so he has come in and looked at this picture, and in his opinion, he points out, which sometimes is forgotten or underplayed and understated in this case by Stearns, who said, despite what happened, I can be impartial and that I can deal with the appearance problem. Well, Souter says, look, remember what happened here. And this, of course, Anthony, is the underlying story. Mm. The way Souter put it was, you have plenty of evidence here in the form of reports and conclusions predating these proceedings and already largely in the public domain that disclosed disquieting links between the government and the criminal element during the years in question. And that, of course, is the massive corruption that took place involving the FBI and Whitey Bulger. So, on that basis, Souter has said, a reasonable person would be reasonable in questioning whether or not Stearns can be impartial. And for that reason, Stearns has to step down. Mm.
Bulger's lawyers, of course, had asked for exactly this, that Judge Stearns recuse himself from this case. Why did he refuse?
Over and over again, people involved with judicial ethics say it is not an accusation of bias that stands. It is the question of the appearance of bias, mm-hmm. of the possible appearance of bias. And yet, over and over again, I'm told by people in the court, judges take it personally. And, of course, no one likes to be told you can't do what you do impartially. But the greater good is called for. And this is the significant ruling here because, Anthony, in fact, what the judge says is not only is there irreparable harm to Bulger, but more important is that we look at the judicial system. And here he says The prior disclosures about corruption make it imperative to act promptly to preclude any reasonable question whether untoward government action in the past may affect the fairness of the judicial branch in the present. That the heart of this is public confidence in the system, which you have to have if you're going to have a trial of Whitey Bulger here that is accepted after all these decades of corruption and mistrust of government.
Now, any idea about who will be assigned to take over the case now?
what they do typically when a judge steps down, and by the way, I got to point out, if I hadn't already, this is extremely rare. But when the judge steps down, the case now goes to the chief judge in the system, and they then make a random choice of another judge to sit on the case.
All right. So, and finally, the trial was scheduled to begin in June. How might this development affect the timing of the trial?
I have been assured, asking this question in the past, that there should not be any unreasonable delays in the trial, because what they will do is they will take whoever is chosen to preside, randomly chosen to preside, will take this case, and then Stearns will be shifted to take the case starting in June of whomever is or whoever is replacing him.
All right. WBUR senior reporter David Bowery, thanks so much for coming.
You're welcome.